Good morning. This is Emma from Local Splash. I'm looking for Brenda.
Yes, this is she.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you okay now. Earlier, there was like a static, but it's okay. Can you hear me okay?
I can, yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm calling in just to go over the progress of your account. Do you have about 10 to 15 minutes right now?
Yes.
Great. Fantastic. Please be advised that this call is monitored and recorded for training and quality purposes. Can you please help me verify your security word? It's the city you were born in.
Austin.
Thank you, ma'am. So today I'd like to talk about the progress of your account, the things that we've done for your campaign, and I'll walk you through with your client dashboard and see if you have questions with it, or see if you've got questions about your website, or if you have any questions in general. So it's been 26 days since you joined Local Splash, or actually 22 days since you joined Local Splash. And so far we are done with content creation, which is search engine optimized. We also have submitted your business to online directories. All of the things we did will definitely help with brand awareness and online exposure, especially for customers who are actively searching for your services. Now, as for your Google business profile or Google listing, I see that on the 4th of this month, we're able to completely optimize the listing. And when I did my research prior to calling you, I see that half or more than half of your keywords is on the first page already. In your area in Fredericksburg, we have physical therapy, myofascial release, also back pain relief. I also tried pelvic floor dysfunction, sports injuries massage, and therapeutic massage. For those keywords, I saw Monarch physical therapy on the first page. Now, being on the first page means another competition, though. We know that there are other businesses on the first page, so we have to attract clients and even get a better ranking or a better placement in the Google Maps section, and there's two ways that you can help. First would be through reviews. I see you've got 4 reviews already. That's a good start. It's all 5 stars, but we need you to please continue gaining reviews every time you have a chance. Take advantage and have them give you a review to help build your Google business profile. Do you have the review link by any chance, or do you want me to send that review link for you?
Why don't you send it to me? That'd be great.
Okay, sure. The review link will make it easier. Just ask them if they have 2 or 3 minutes. If they do, go ahead and send them the review link. And then the other thing, I'm not sure if how often or if it's even applicable since you do massage services, but if you have some pictures or even video clips, like what do you call this, informative pictures or video clips or posters, please send them in. That would definitely also help in optimization. People nowadays do 2 things. They either read reviews or they get attracted and view pictures or videos. So if you have that, you can send them in. You can text it or email it to us. You can reply to my email titled Photos Needed for Optimizing Your Listing. But if you do have the time, you can also upload those pictures and videos through your client dashboard, which brings me to my next question. Do you have the login credentials to the dashboard, or do you want me to email that to you too?
No, I have that.
You do. Okay. The dashboard is a place where you can check the updates of your account without needing to call us. So it's important to check it from time to time. And if you're not so familiar with the dashboard yet, the email where the login credentials came from, if you still have that email, that has a 5-minute video walkthrough of all the things that you can do in the dashboard. So if you have extra 5 minutes, and if you want to get to know your dashboard, you can watch that video. But just to highlight a couple of things that you might find helpful, we have the business info section. That's where you can upload the business photos and the business videos that we ask you to send. And then we also have the post section. Please know that as part of our effort to make sure that there is an activity on your Google business profile, the goal is to make sure that it stays active and as attractive as possible. So that's either by gaining reviews, responding to reviews, uploading pictures and videos, or creating posts. With regards to the posting, we got you covered. The account is scheduled for a weekly automatic posting. When I say automatic, the system will analyze the picture that you sent over or that's uploaded to the dashboard, and an AI will create a post out from that picture. We would like to avoid having a post with the same picture because that would look unprofessional. That's also one of the reasons why we encourage you to either send or upload pictures to the dashboard. In fact, I could see that the system already have used like the same picture. If you have the time today, ma'am, I recommend you log onto the dashboard and then go to the post section and then make edits if necessary, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. We also have the Facebook ads tab, but I see that we have paused your Facebook ads campaign because we were added to an incorrect page. Do you have the time today to add us to the correct page?
Okay, so I've talked to Honey a million times. And I don't honestly know what has happened that my, access to my own, page has been diminished. They tried to send me a video of how to, assign people. Apparently that hasn't worked. And so I have not been able to, link that or send the, you know, they've sent me the link a million times. It doesn't work. It doesn't, I apparently don't have control of my own business page. It says I have full control. But I need to talk to someone who I think has a little more knowledge perhaps than Honey does. Honey's mm-hmm. good at reading the script and saying, please send this email. Please reply to this email. But it's a little more than that. Like I almost need to do a Zoom call with someone and share my screen, or I have some assistance. Or I just told her maybe we just don't run the Facebook ads. We can't figure this out. It's not that I'm not trying to work on this. It's kind of beyond me and my wheelhouse. Because to me, There's no actually getting a hold of an actual person at Facebook to ask these questions to. I have not been successful with that. So if you have like the actual person that does the ads, or if we can do a Zoom call or something to work on it that way, I could do that. But the current strategies haven't helped. And it's a little confusing to me because it seems like there's an old page that I don't use anymore that has a picture of an office building on it, and then there's the page that I currently use, and it's not letting me assign people or add people. Like I've tried to add Local Splash's email to this, and that apparently didn't work. So if you have another email account you'd like me to try and add people to set permissions to, I can try that. But I haven't had any luck so far.
Mm-hmm, I see. Well, ma'am, yes, at your request, I'll check and see if someone from our Facebook team, the one who runs the ads, if there's someone who's available so I can connect you after our phone call, okay? Or else I'll have to schedule an appointment with them just to make sure we get this fixed. So give me just a minute. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm sending them a message so they're aware that after I tackle everything that I need to discuss with you, someone is available. Or again, I'll have to schedule a phone call within the day. All right. So, and I'm so sorry about all the trouble you had to go through just trying to figure it out, but I'll have an expert call you. Now, let's see. Let's go back to the dashboard, though. So the Facebook ads, once we start running Facebook ads again, you can also see the results of the Facebook ads on your dashboard. And then we have the website section or the website tab. Have you tried using the website editor?
I have not.
No. But are you aware that you can actually make changes to your website? Were you told, like, when you had the interview or no? No idea?
Well, I have, you know, the website got changed, and I have made some, emailed some suggestions in, and I did, because there weren't any hyperlinks to anything, so on the front page I did change so that people could still schedule. And then I had them add something about the biomat because even though it shows there's different pages of the website, it's still really all just one page, you know? Does that make sense? It's just one page.
Yes.
And so I have business cards that say, you know, go to Myofascial, go to monarchpt.com/services to purchase a biomat. And I wanted to make sure there was a link on that page. And so I'm not really sure that has been resolved. But at least now there is a link. And I'll work on my own skills, I guess, to update this website. I kind of regret that I had you change the website, but whatever. It's done. I don't care.
Yes, well, regarding the website, though, if in case you really think your old website is better, we can go ahead and submit a request to revert it back. However, I ask if you're aware if you can make changes to the website because I have a tutorial that I'm about to send, but this is obviously optional, okay? If you don't have the time to do this, or if you're simply too busy or you think you need an expert help in making the changes in the website, I'll go ahead and, I can even schedule an appointment with our website team and go through all the changes that you want to happen in the website.
Okay. I don't need that right now. I'll fiddle around with it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So in the future, though, if in case something really needs to be changed on the website, let us know. Or you can refer to the email that I sent you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, and then also we have the homepage. Obviously, the homepage is where you can see the, what do you call this? The, like a general overview of what's going on with the account. You can press on the question mark on each of the box if you want to know what the number represents. If you have questions about the dashboard, you have an option to chat with one of us and get your questions answered immediately. And then what else? So far, just really the reviews and access to your Facebook page, and so far no one has responded. It looks like everyone is busy with our Facebook team. What time will you be free to deal with the Facebook thing today? I see they're available. Let me see. It should be at least 1 hour from now, and that's going to be lunchtime. What time zone are you in? Texas Central. Will you be available around 4:30 your time?
No, I have a client at 4:45. I currently have an opening between 4:30. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I'm available at, from like 3:15 to 4:30, if that helps.
3:15? No, they have a meeting at that time. Let me see. They're only available from 4:30, as I've mentioned, and then the other one would be 5:30 to 6 your time.
That won't work for me today.
No.
Do they have any availability tomorrow at like 11:30, in between 11:30 and 1?
They are available at 11:30 if you want that.
Okay.
All right, so do you want me to schedule it for tomorrow, 11:30?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so if you can be in front of your computer, please do. That way it would make it easier, okay?
Yes, I will.
All right. So far, I've sent you the review link and the rest of the emails that you might find helpful in managing this campaign, and then your dashboard. It's mobile friendly. Log onto it from time to time, and then schedule an appointment for tomorrow for Facebook. If you have questions, call, text, email between 7 and 4, or that's 9 to 6 your time. Okay?
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Do you have any concerns or questions before I let you go today?
I do feel like traffic has picked up a lot as far as just people finding me on their phones. I've been getting more calls. So from that aspect, I'm super satisfied. You know, I have more clients coming in. So I think I'm showing up more. People are finding it out. And that's really what I wanted. So we can work out all these kinks along the way. And if the Facebook ads don't work out, then, you know, whatever. It's not the end of the road.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Well, hopefully we get it figured out tomorrow. If not, then just let us know whatever decision you come up with regarding Facebook ads, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you. I also appreciate your feedback and your time. You stay safe, and you have a good one. Goodbye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.